expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
All right, good morning, and welcome to the Being Found Show. Filling in for Joe is Chauncey, yours truly, and Jake.
Hello, how you guys doing?
His truly. I don't know, how do you say that?
I don't know.
All right. So, you know, we're a radio show to help small businesses find better success, especially online on the interweb. I like to call it the interweb so that people know that I know what I'm talking about. So, we're something like, what's the date today? The 2nd. So, we're 28 days away from the year being half over. That is crazy. I'm assuming that most people who own a business are old enough to be feeling the effects of life flying by incredibly quickly the older they get. Have you made it there yet, Jake?
Not yet, no. I'm close.
How old are you?
33, I think. 85, you do the math.
Yeah. Oh, 85. No. Yeah. No, yes, you're 33.
Okay.
Yeah. Because my wife's 75 and I'm 76. So, yeah, you're getting there.
Yeah.
You're about to feel life flying by. And then all of a sudden you're going to be in a rocking chair wondering what the heck happened. But with the half year coming up, I guess my question to business owners is, are you anywhere close to meeting your goals for the year? I have to say that I could probably be doing a little bit better at this. You know, and this kind of stemmed, you know, our entire show today kind of stemmed from a meeting that Jake and I and Andrea had earlier this week. Where a big part of the meeting was talking about meeting goals on a weekly level and on a monthly level, and are we slipping, and where are we slipping. And also with Google My Business, Andrea, if you're out there listening, you'll be happy to know that we did follow through with our plan to discuss Google My Business. Jared had a party foul. Jared is our producer guy. What's your official title there, Jared?
I think it is producer guy.
Producer guy?
Yeah.
That's what the website is.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. So our first topic up here is meeting your weekly, monthly, and yearly goals. And this is something that, you know, a lot of the time I talk about things, and I think even in my personal life when I'm talking about little things, I think that people feel that I'm talking to them from like a higher pedestal and I'm talking down to them. But really, most of the time, I'm sort of brainstorming as I talk, and I'm really sort of talking straight across to them and as much talking to myself as I am to them about the things that I need to do. But for some reason, I convey it in a way like, oh, I'm already doing all these things. But I'm not. I'm not doing these things as well. So the first thing that I figured we should talk about is coping with work versus growth. And like, you know, two little sayings, colloquialisms come to mind. The first is the cobbler's kids have no shoes. And with that one, I mean, basically, like I'm a web guy. My website is gross because I'm so busy building other people's websites that I have very little time to put into my own website. So if people go to my website, they would just be all like, I don't want this guy. You know, I just don't want this guy. And the other one that stems to mind is, with the greatest risk comes the greatest reward. Now, in this day and age of superheroes and stuff like that, that sounds great. That sounds like throw yourself out there. Let's get the greatest reward. But you can't ignore the fact that the greatest risk comes with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a business owner, manager, right. More risk, not always what you need.
No. Yeah. In fact, Joe pushes no risk.
That's true.
Yeah. No risk marketing. Yeah. So Joe is quite the opposite there. So, you know, how do you cope with work versus growth, you know? Because you always get that squeaky wheel, that stuff. You know, I think last week we were talking about how 20% of your clients give you 80% of the money.
Yeah, that's right.
And, like, coming up with ways to focus on that, you know. So one way to meet your weekly, monthly, and yearly goals, for one, is to come up with them and to verbalize them and to be accountable for them. You know, so when you verbalize them to your employees or to your partner or to your spouse, you know, you're making yourself accountable. And I would assume that if you're even slightly successful as a business owner, it's probably important to you that you follow through with what you were going to, with what you said you were going to.
Yeah, yeah, and not only that accountability, but also you get to come in the morning, and if you have them written down somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you can actually look at those each morning and say, oh, yeah, I've got to focus on these things.
Right. But unfortunately, you can't focus on those things because the number one thing on the list is always get the work done at hand. get the commitments done at hand that people are going to pay me for. I think the obvious answer is to carve out time,
mm-hmm.
but it's so easy to not utilize that time. So I would say carve out time and stick to it religiously. You know, I have had a hard time with this throughout my life. So I've been married for 14 years, and every year I've tried to grow a garden. Every year. And every year they die. Not due to heat. I don't even get that far. They die due to neglect. So this is the first year that I've actually been able to get somewhere. And it's really teaching me that, you know, those little things, you know, chipping away at something
mm-hmm.
with just a little bit of attention every day, you know, it literally takes me 5 minutes a day to look at it and assess the situation. You know, and if you carve that out for yourself, for growth, for your business, just start with 5 minutes a day or start with 1 hour a week. You know, you'll find something within there in order to come up with a valuable plan.
Yeah.
The other one I was going to cover here, I might skip over a little bit, but that's using tools. And I'll just kind of throw out my suggestions for using tools. KISS, you know, the acronym KISS.
Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, stupid.
Right, right. Yeah. Keep it simple, stupid, you know. And don't use too many tools. I've been in a lot of situations where they're just all, oh, well, that's over here, and this is over here, and there's like 1,000 tools, and like, you know, that gets confusing. And then finally for tools, my biggest problem is getting ready to get started. Like, putting too much thought into getting started. So I'll, like, have a project in front of me that it will take an hour to get done. And I'll put an hour's worth of prep into taking that hour to get it done. And then I'm just all, you know, I could have just got it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so avoid getting ready to get ready. I think the attitude is basically restarting your life on a regular basis because you're going to make it so much better. You know, this kind of goes back to my plants. It's just a chip away thing, you know, and take it easy.
Yeah, and at Cloud Potential as well, he's got like 12 guiding principles.
Mm.
One of those is that invest in people before technology. And the reason he says that is exactly what you were saying. Avoid getting ready to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to invest in a bunch of technology to help you get ready for something, you could be missing out on an opportunity. Have someone do that thing, see how it works out. Have them do it again, see how it works out. And if it comes to a point where that person is spending way too much time doing that, then you can invest in technology and you've avoided that front-end risk of trying to get something to work.
Right, and you're helping somebody in the meantime.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That's what this world needs. Yeah. So I'm going to skim through this here. We're coming up on the commercial. You know, create a realistic bar for yourself. You know, don't change the world overnight. Just one thing. Choose one thing. And then the last thing is trading dollars for hours. If you're having a hard time with work versus growth, chances are you've basically traded all of your hours for dollars and you have no hours left. So you might want to think about outsourcing some of that stuff or higher value products, you know, pushing that in your growth strategy, mm-hmm. you know, pushing for those products that allow you more time and a little bit more money for growth for your products. All right. You're listening to the Being Found Show. Come on back.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Enjoy a vacation unlike any other with Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina on Shasta Lake. Not only do we have houseboat and toy rentals, but we also offer a number of convenient resort services. How about a big country breakfast or an all-you-can-eat salad bar overlooking the harbor at the Harbor Cafe? Moor your boat at the Boating Marina, where we have over 400 boat slips in all sizes. Call 238-2383 to reserve your Holiday Harbor vacation today.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the Age of Jive.
And welcome back to the Being Found Show, the greatest show on the radio ever. Well, maybe not, but a dang fine show for local business and small business to get better found on the web, because you need to ask yourself, if you are not being found on the web, who is? And literally everybody, I'm not even going to hook you with statistics. Literally everybody is searching on the web. Mm-hmm. So just assume that every single person who comes in your door or that calls you for services that's under the age of 60 searched on the web, and that probably 50% of those over the age of 60 also searched on the web. All right, so up here we are going to talk about Google My Business. Google My Business has really sort of exploded with services. Really, for quite a long time, Google My Business was really just sort of focused at verifying that businesses existed and then just showing them in the map. And there's been quite a few times on the show that I've talked with Joe about how Google is really sort of trying to take over the internet, and they really are, and there's really not much that we can do about it, frankly. You know, not if you're a business person. You know, in your social life, in your personal life, you know, you go ahead and stop using it, do all anything you want to try to change that. But if you want your business to succeed, there's nothing you can do about it. Get in there, start using Google. So Google My Business now has exploded into just a ton of services, and we were talking with one of our partners, Andrea, about what those services are, if we should be using them, and how to get businesses to use them, how businesses would better benefit from using them. And really, the bottom line is the more you use Google as a business, the more apt you are to show up and get hit. The more services of Google that you're using, you're just going to be there. So for Google My Business, of course, the number one thing, it's always been there, is your business description. But wait, it hasn't always been there. That's actually a new thing.
Yeah, it was there for a while, then it was gone, and now it's back. Is that right?
Yeah, isn't that weird? Wouldn't you think that would be one of the very first things that they would have put in?
Yeah, you know, I think so. But you know, Google is this constant mirror of searchers, so they're really trying to take in everything that searchers are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they felt like it was confusing for a little while, and decided that it's of value now.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, no example is really popping to my mind, but there's quite a few businesses out there that, well, one example that I use for search is I work with a lot of carpet cleaning companies, and a search key phrase is carpet cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So you search up carpet cleaner, what do you get?
A list of carpet cleaners, a mat pack, maybe an info pack.
You also get machines.
Oh, yeah.
Machines that clean your carpet.
Yeah.
You know, so these descriptions are sometimes necessary to help people really understand what exactly it is they're looking at, because, you know, it can get confusing. And so, you know, basically this is going to go for everything that we say here. Use it to your fullest. Basically anything that they give you to fill out, and this goes for citation profiles, it goes for your social media profiles, it definitely goes for Google My Business. If it gives you the option to fill it out and you have an answer, answer it. You know, don't go like, oh, well, I don't feel like writing a long description right now. Well, if you don't feel like writing a long description right now, don't fill it out. You know, I mean, why are you there?
Yeah, and again, talking with Andrea today, we had to make a decision on someone's business description that we didn't have a great example of. And what we came up with was, you know, this business does this, 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 and this. That's a good start.
It is a good start, because if I look at it, I go, they do what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, get the facts out there. You know, curtailing the message will be a lifelong thing. That never ends, you know, with your business. Don't sit around. It's like in our previous segment. Don't get started to get started. Don't wait till you have the perfect message. Get a message out there.
Yeah.
And then massage it out there. Okay, so this next one is a little controversial now. The attributes section for your Google My Business, you know, for years it had things like for restaurants, gluten-free options, outdoor seating, menu URL for gym, fitness center, or hotels, you know, fitness center, dogs allowed, indoor pool, and for your bank, ATM, safe deposit boxes, check cashing. So all these things would show up as little attributes of your business. So somebody at a glance could see, I'm going to a hotel and I'm going to stay there with my terrible, terrible dog named Iggy, and I need to lock him in somehow so he doesn't attack my neighbors. Does this hotel cover this? I'm sure that's exactly what all of you were thinking. But there have been new attributes added, And these might be a little controversial to you if you're listening to them, but they exist, and you should utilize them if you can. Because bottom line, politics don't matter. You're a businessman or woman. Get your business. So now they have attributes for women-led, you know, is your business owned and led by a woman? You can now put that in there. Unisex bathrooms. You know, do you have bathrooms that anybody can use? And LGBTQ friendly. You know, that one's a little weird to me. It's like, you know, I get the wedding cake thing, but I mean, like, if I'm, you know, in McDonald's, I don't think they're asking you at the door or anything like that. I don't know. Yeah. Some of them seem like a little weird and a little redundant to put in there.
You know, it probably is, but, you know, like I said before, I think in large part Google is reflecting the searches they see.
Yeah.
If they see these searches, they want to let people know, hey, these are being searched. People are looking for this. Maybe you want to let people know right up front.
You know, I did not make that connection. That is interesting. So somebody is – there have probably been enough searches for women-led business, LGBTQ-friendly business, and unisex bathrooms at an event center or something like that,
yeah,
that they felt the need to provide that in the attribute mm-hmm. section. That is interesting, yeah. Good eye there, Jake.
Hey.
Yeah. All right, so one that's been around for a long time is restaurant menus. That's been around for a long time, but they've now expanded that to business services. So now just instead of your menu, you can actually add your services like menu items. This is definitely a big deal because, once again, I'll use a carpet cleaner as a prime example. You know, does the carpet cleaner also do upholstery? Do they also do tile?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you search something up, for one, if I'm already thinking that I want my upholstery and tile done, I can see it. But also for two, if it didn't even cross my mind, there's a potential upsell.
Yeah.
You out there, Andrea? Are you listening? So up next is posts for your Google My Business. Posts have been around for a couple of months now. And they both show up on the Google My Business listing and on your Map Pack listing. And they're basically kind of like to grab searchers' attention. They're like a mini ad or a little social media post that shows up in your Google My Business listing. And it's a great place to put things like events or sales or links to your content. Do you have a new product? And then, you know, just a little holiday stuff. Anything that will grab the searcher's attention. Now, there's a lot of situations online where you're trying to grab the attention of a specific type of search. Like, so when I create a landing page for, you know, a plumber in Reading and an emergency plumber in Reading, I am creating a different message for each of those searches. One thing you need to bear in mind with your Google My Business is that it's showing up when people search for your business and you show up for anything. So you definitely need something that's a little all-encompassing.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's been there, you know, quite a while is the gallery. And the gallery has become way more used and I think was really a kickoff point for a lot of this stuff being added. I think the gallery was a prime example to Google that this Google My Business thing is going to fly. And, you know, we're coming up on the break here and so I just want to tell you, if you're not understanding what I mean by this Google My Business thing is going to fly, is that by creating the listing on the side of the search page, Google is getting in the way of people going to your website. So this is how they're taking over. Now, instead of clicking on the link, going to your website and converting, they actually can call you and do all these things right from the search engine without ever actually going to your website. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. When we come back, we got more Google My Business.
Summer. I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, your local resource for being found on the internet, because you need to remember, if you're not being found when somebody searches for your service, who is? And the answer is your competitor. All right, so we're sitting here and we are talking about Google My Business and all the new services and old services that Google My Business has that you could be taking advantage of. We left talking about the gallery, and I was basically saying that the gallery was probably the kicking off point for Google saying we should expand Google My Business because the gallery saw a lot of traffic and a lot of use. I might skip ahead a little bit here and talk about insights. Google My Business offers insights, and you can really see who's using and who's clicking and who's calling and if they're calling from a mobile device and stuff like that. You know, so Google Insights, very important for your Google My Business. So the gallery has expanded, though, and this is what prompted our conversation with Andrea, is the gallery now offers videos that you can add to the gallery, and those videos will show up when you show up in the knowledge graph on the side of the search results, and people can click them. And, you know, we live in a world where it's all about video and imagery now, you know. Nobody wants to read.
That's right.
And I'd make fun of them, but I don't want to read either. I'm one of them. You know, I feel for being older, I am highly progressive. I think that I could be used as a gauge for what the young people are going to do, because I'm just a highly progressive in a bad way. I don't mean I'm progressive like, oh yeah, like I'm changing the world because I'm super cool and progressive. I mean, like, I don't want to read, and I want stuff to be really simple, and you know, I'm extra entitled as a shopper, you know.
Well, yeah.
I'm terrible. I'm actually terrible. I'm like a old gray millennial.
Well, people just have higher expectations.
Yeah.
The internet changed everything, and that's why we're explaining this. I bought a light switch the other day, and I didn't buy it until I was able to see someone use it on a YouTube video, and thought, hey, you know what? This is exactly what I need. Had I not seen the video of someone using a light switch, I might have bought a different brand. I don't know.
I'm trying to come up with something to say to that, but you watched a video of your light switch being used. I assume this was not a flip up or down.
I should add, yeah, it was because my last switch didn't work with the LED lights I bought for my house. So I had to make sure I got the right one.
I see. And so is this like a gauge guy? Like
it is.
Like a little slider? A
little setting and lights and
right.
Yeah, flashes and stuff. It's weird.
So you got some sort of like Studio 54 going in your house there?
You know, I don't know how to set any of the settings, but it works, and that's what I was looking for.
Right. All right. You know, that's I was really ready to make fun of that at first, but that's actually a really prime example of, you know, tech versus tech and needing to see that your tech works together.
Yeah, well, you know, 10 years ago, I'd have gone to Lowe's, bought a Switch, tried it out, and either it worked or it didn't, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but I have a higher expectation now. I have all that information at my fingertips.
But also 10 years ago, your analog switch would have worked with your filament bulb.
Yeah, that's true. We're complicating our own lives now.
Right, right. More techno problems.
Yeah.
All right, so the video is great, and everybody thinks, once again, don't get ready to get started, you know. Video is still really in its infancy, or maybe it's a toddlerdom at this point. People expect to see lo-fi video of real people getting some real stuff done. That's what they expect to see. You know, you can thank reality television for the fact that you don't need super high quality video on there. Now, don't get me wrong, in some situations maybe you do, but when it comes to social media updates and just little updates about stuff or talking about your new sale, I would say time is more important than your production value. You know, just get out your phone and get something up there. All right, so as an SEO, reviews are on there, and that's been important to search for a long time, for local search especially, but they've changed reviews. The new update to the review is you can no longer get a review from a former or current employee, which might not sound mind-blowing to you guys out there, but if you're a business owner, I'm sure you just kind of sighed and said, oh, thank God. And as an SEO, I'm just all, oh, thank God, because there's always the disgruntled, you know, my buddy Jason said that all relationships end badly, because if it wasn't a bad relationship, it wouldn't be ending, you know. Now, I think that might be a little too sweeping of a statement, but it's close. Lots of relationships end with hurt feelings. And employees being able to vent or review you is probably not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've worked with businesses where they had like stellar reviews and they had like five negative reviews and it was all from like employees that mm-hmm. all knew one another. Mm-hmm. And I'm all like, man, how do we get rid of this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, in the past, you just had to try to bury them with good reviews. Go out there and try to get people to review for good, you know. All right, so one that's been on there for a while, just to remind you, we're talking about Google My Business and all the features that Google My Business offers is booking. Now, booking is one that I think people might have stayed away from for a while because you already have your own booking system. You already have your own way of booking, and to change that would be seriously time-consuming. But the booking feature allows you to book directly from your Google My Business, and it allows people to – you have the option of setting up – people setting up their own time, you know, you getting updates and stuff like that. And so the real big thing with the booking on Google My Business right now is that it's – integrated with scheduling software, and there are about 50 of them that it's integrated with. So a lot of these are going to be industry specific. So if you're a masseuse and you're using one of the industry specific massage booking systems, it might be integrated with that. So the booking system is no longer something to shy away from. It's something that you can really just connect to what you got going on. And if you have nothing going on, we'll get in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you can expect a lot of people to try and integrate with this. I mean, it's a system that's so widely used. Businesses want to connect to it because, you know, it's a surefire way to get clients using your software.
Right, right. And for those of you out there that aren't techie, Google doesn't integrate with these other things. These other things integrate with Google. Websites and software has something called an API, which basically allows information to be shared. And so any system, so with the growth of this, businesses are more apt to create their apps to integrate with Google's information. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that list is going to grow exponentially soon. Yeah. This one is interesting, and I don't think enough of us use it. But messaging and chat, you know, people can chat with you right from your Google My Business mm-hmm. or from your Google Maps listing. And I think this was a tough one before because, you know, the phone number, where's it going, where's it coming from? But Google now allows you to not use your main business phone number. You can put in a different number that you can use to communicate from chat. So, and that'll come to you as a text message. So you could have a dedicated cell phone that's your communication phone or something like that. And basically whoever's sitting at the desk can be the person, you know, or worst case scenario, not worst case scenario, but maybe a better case for you is Google's Allo app. You can also set it so that it goes to this other chat app so that it doesn't kind of show up in your personal chats. You know, and then multiple people could have that app installed and, you know, people could be responsible at certain times. Plus, you know, you can install apps on computers and laptops at this point. You know, like I just bought Chromecast and I installed the app on my laptop and so I can Chromecast out to my TV from my laptop.
Nice.
All right. So, we are coming up on our commercial break again. So when we come back, we're going to finish out talking about Google My Business. You know, Jake, I think at the end of the month, what we need to do is make the last show of the month all the articles that we didn't get to earlier on in the month because, you know, I had two other segments here that we didn't even get to.
I know.
I always made fun of Joe for bringing too much to the table, and here I am. I'm the new Joe.
Yeah.
All right, this is the new Joe. Come on back to the Being Found Show.
Bye.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion, where you can win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Reading, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found show, where we ask the question, are you being found online for your services? And if not, who is? Go ahead, search it up. Search up your service, not your business. Nobody's typing in your business name. You know, well, that's not necessarily true. But most people are not typing in your business name. Go ahead and type in the service. You know, I feel as business owners, we sort of lose sight of what the consumer is really doing. You know, I use my wife as my sort of gauge to what consumers are doing because she does a lot on the computer. But most of it is not business. Most of it, and the business that she does on the computer is paying bills, sort of more consumer style stuff.
Yeah, and I should add, that's another reason to have something like Google My Business. Every time you log into your Google My Business app, it'll actually tell you the percentage of people typing in your business name versus your service.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, that. It's a really neat feature. They give you the statistics that are meaningful right up front.
Right. Yeah. And I assume that's all showing up in the insights.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Insights.
All right. So we're talking about Google My Business. You know, that to pull it back to the insights section, that insights will also tell you if they're coming from mobile, if they're coming from a desktop, who watched your video, how far they got into it, and, you know, where they're searching you from, local, afar, you know, Tanzania? Tunisia. No, if they're searching you from Tunisia, which is apparently in North Africa. Jared told me earlier, I'm just all, yeah, I don't know where Tunisia is. He's all, it's in North Africa. Like, I'm like I should know this. And then he's all, I had a Tunisian roommate. I'm just like, well, of course you know, it's like, come on. All right, so up next here, we got questions and answers, which is much like the chat section, but maybe a little less time sensitive. And the cool thing about this is you can put in your own questions and answers. So, you know, nobody knows the questions that you get asked all the time like you do. So you can preemptively put in that question and put in that answer. And so I would say that the only lame part about the questions and answers at this point, I read some reviews of it, and it was that a lot of them have gone unanswered because people don't necessarily know that they're using it, and Google sends the notification to the email that set up the account. And so a lot of the time, that's not your marketing company. That's not your, you know, your call answering person. That's not your interactive person. That's maybe a little more throwaway.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are missing these. So it's a great opportunity for you to get out there and answer these things that other people aren't doing. This one was new to me. Small thanks with Google. So, you know, this is things like Foursquare and Yelp have been doing this for quite some time. If you live here in Reading, you're probably thinking, what the heck is Foursquare? You know, Foursquare is an app where a social media review app where you basically check in places and stuff like that. But so a lot of these businesses have little signs up in the window, like check our reviews on Yelp and so on and so forth. Google has created something called Small Thanks. And if you search up Small Thanks with Google, you'll get it. And if you're logged into your Google My Business, now you need some 5-star review ratings for this to work. But they basically give you posters that can be printed out or saved and taken to a print shop that you can then put up in your window. And they let you style this and design this, or they have their styles and designs, and you can put it up there and basically show off your awesome Google reviews. You know, probably not the most technologically crazy thing that Google My Business has to offer, but it is kind of a cute little tool to have out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the last one is a little bit touchy, a little bit scary. It's AdWords Express. So Google has something called AdWords where you can, you know, sell your ads and show up above the search. But AdWords Express is a dumbed down version just for advertising for small business, and you can link to that directly from your Google My Business and really get some ads out there. If you have a marketing company, don't do this. If you don't have a marketing company, go ahead and dabble with it a little bit. But if you do have a marketing company, talk to your marketing company first. Make sure that you're not doing things that are undoing what they're doing, or that you're not crossing paths, or you're not throwing money at something that they're already throwing money at for you. You know, consult with your marketing company. Chances are your marketing company might not have even heard of AdWords Express, and, you know, don't hate on them for that, because some of these are very new features. So, you know, that's pretty much our coverage of all the features that Google My Business has to offer. My question to you, if you are out there and you are an avid Google My Business user, is what features are we missing? Because I'm almost positive that there's a lot more features in there that I'm not even realizing. You know, you just said one that I, from the app. In the Insights. I mean, it's a part of the Insights, but it was something that I didn't know. What was that again?
Well, the percentage of people searching direct or finding you for the first time who are just looking for your services. They'll tell you.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Do they tell you the search term or just whether or not it was a search term or a direct business name, like, you know, a brand or a service?
On the app, they don't. It's very simplified, but I think I can log in with Insights on my laptop and find a lot more info there.
Right.
And I should add, you know, we just talked about, we're a couple of SEO experts, and we just talked for like 30 minutes about all this stuff. And if it seems a little bit overwhelming, don't let that scare you. When you download the app, when you have it on your phone, every time you log in, it says, hey, you should do this. These things help people be found more. Mm. And the reason they're telling you that is because they're looking at your Google My Business. You don't have to stress anything. All you have to do is log in, see what they're suggesting, and then try to do it. Sometimes right. It's as simple as take a picture of your lobby, label the lobby, and that's it. And that alone, they're telling you, hey, this can get you found by more people.
Yeah, I would like to remind people that, you know, there's a lot of young bucks out there starting up new businesses, but there's a lot of older people, you know, well into their 30s, well into their 40s, that have businesses that are trying to segue to this new world of internet marketing. And I bring up the age because they're old enough to remember that the internet was not very user-friendly. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them said, oh, I'm not going to deal with that because it's just screwy. Who's going to be able to figure that out? But the internet now is very user-friendly. You know, it is, I think last week I was talking about teaching my mother-in-law, and basically if you're going to search, click the magnifying glass. If you're going to, you know. And so Google, Facebook, a lot of these things have basically set out to make it so that, frankly, to make it less likely that a small business who's starting out has to hire a guy like me. You know, that you're able to get some sort of establishment going on so that you can get some money coming in so that you can then maybe hire a guy like me and then expand your business and stuff like that. So don't get scared. Get out there. Make it happen. So my advice to you this week is, what's up with your Google My Business? You've been listening to The Being Found Show, the greatest show online for small business ever. And remember, if you're not showing up in the search for your search and services, your competitor is. Thanks for checking us out.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, all days a week.
breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A second sheriff's deputy has died after being shot by an inmate who was being transported to a Kansas City, Kansas courthouse on Friday.
When they pulled into the parking lot and ready to transport these inmates, they were overcome. It is very possible that with their own firearm, they were both shot.
The remarks from Major Kelly Bailiff of the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office airing on KCTV in Kansas City. Police confirmed that 44-year-old Deputy Teresa King died early this morning. Another deputy died at the time of the shooting. President Trump devoted his weekly media message to the topic of North Korea and his recent summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
This is the beginning of the process toward the denuclearization of North Korea. I sometimes say the denuking of North Korea. And those are beautiful words.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort now behind bars.
Manafort was ordered into custody by a federal judge citing newly filed obstruction of justice charges. He's accused of witness tampering and becomes the first Trump campaign official to be jailed as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting Manafort's attorneys insist he has done nothing wrong. China has fired back in a spiraling trade dispute with President Trump by raising import duties on a $34 billion list of American goods. China analyst Erland Eck says U.S. tariffs alone may not put enough fear into the heart of the Chinese.
If the EU, Japan, and some other countries were to team up with the U.S. In a more sophisticated strategy, then I think they would be more alarmed.
Beijing insists it's only responding in equal scale to the president's tariff hike on Chinese goods. In a conflict over Beijing's trade surplus and technology policies, companies worry could quickly escalate. More on these stories from townhall.com.
If you're paying too much for your health insurance, listen carefully. Due to recent changes in the law, you could be overpaying $500 or more per month on your health care. There are new, more affordable health care options with better coverage. These plans are exempt from the Affordable Care Act and now open to everyone. Health care options with better benefits costing 30 to 60% less than Obamacare plans and giving you the freedom to see almost any doctor or hospital in the country. Forbes calls this the health care plan that is saving families $20,000 a year. And over 1 million Americans have already taken advantage of this game-changing healthcare program. Call 800-239-7174 now to find out how much you'll save. Employers, you too can save 50% or more on group medical insurance with health sharing. Our licensed advisors can take away all the stress of finding the right plan for your needs and budget. Best of all, our service is free. This one call could be the best decision you make this year, so don't delay. Call now to see how much you can save. For your free quote, call 800-239-7174. That's 800-239-7174. 800-239-7174.
NASA's record-breaking astronaut Peggy Whitson retired Friday, less than a year after returning from her last and longest spaceflight.
She spent more time off planet Earth than any other American, 665 days over three missions. And now Peggy Whitson is retiring. The 58-year-old talked with reporters back in January about the one thing she does better in space than at home.
I love being in space. I sleep like a baby. I mean, it is amazing, the great sleep. Nothing hurts when you're laying in bed, so you can sleep the whole night through. It's great.
Whitson was the first woman to command the International Space Station and the oldest female ever to fly in space. I'm Shelley Adler.
A businessman who ran a $220 million predatory payday lending operation that cheated more than half a million people nationwide was sentenced to 10 years in prison yesterday by a judge who said he couldn't understand how a once honorable man could go so crooked. Breaking news from townhall.com. The ethics probe into EPA Chief Scott Pruitt is widening.
The acting director of the Office of Government Ethics has asked the EPA Inspector General to investigate whether Scott Pruitt had agency workers doing things like reaching out to Chick-fil-A about a business opportunity for his wife, inquiring about getting a used mattress from the Trump International Hotel, and arranging for him to attend batting practice at a Washington Nationals game.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. In California, health officials proposing a regulation change that would declare coffee does not present a significant danger of cancer.
The proposal would counter a recent state court ruling that found coffee should carry warning labels because of a carcinogen found in every cup of brew. The Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment says that a review of more than 1,000 studies published this week by the World Health Organization found inadequate evidence that coffee causes cancer.
Correspondent Keith Peters reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
And welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
Sean, how am I doing this week?
That's a good question, and I do appreciate the overture to do a psychic-themed show here.
Right. So
I'm going to guess terrible, and you're a hotbed of, you know, repressed rage and self-loathing.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You
awesome.
Know,
I could be a cold reader.
Yeah. You know, I walk around with this, like, snarky attitude and, like, you know, and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm a miserable human being on the inside.
Yeah, right.
How has your week been?
Oh, great. Yeah.
You're not a miserable human being.
No.
Nothing exciting has happened to you.
I decided I was just going to, you know, play a joke on you and make this terrible radio and just deliver one-word responses throughout this whole segment to see what happened to your face.
Oh.
That's not true.
Oh.
Okay, but yeah. On the way here, it was actually, I saw a weather balloon or a helicopter or a drone or something, and it just, like, I was in the car and I was driving, so I saw it for, like, 2 seconds, and it just occurred to me it was really hard to identify objects in the sky. Like, UFO is kind of the default state of anything you see up in the sky.
Right, from a football to a football-shaped
right, it was machine. Just kind of a reminder to me of, like, wow, yeah, no wonder there are so many UFO sightings, because I don't know what that was. I'm sure it was something totally mundane.
Right, what is unidentified? What is unidentified to one may be identified to another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of orange and blobby, so.
Orange and blobby?
Blobby, yes.
Was it
an orange, shiny ball of something?
Was it screaming?
I do have the ability to identify the sun.
That's funny. No, I haven't had too much going on this week. It seems like the summer's just kind of kicking in with all the plans that summers kick in with, you know. So I have my nephew up in town here. Staying, which is, you know, really difficult to sit him down in front of the video games and let him play for 8 hours, and then, you know, because we're
seems
kind of
remarkably easy.
It is.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, no, he's a really easy kid. All he wants is Mario.
Yeah,
perfect. Literally just Mario.
Well, that's not very good. How can he be a well-adjusted individual if he isn't playing other games than Mario?
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Get him some Legend of Zelda, get him some Resident Evil, you know. I don't know how
At least
he
broke off from Nintendo there by the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this weekend I'm going out of town for Father's Day, which, you know, doesn't sound hugely Father's Day relaxing, but...
Do you know what you're doing, or is this kind of a we're taking you into the woods, you may or may not be heard from again kind of scenario?
No, I'm going down to visit family in Moraga.
Moraga. Okay.
Yeah. And my brother-in-law, Bong. Yes, that's his name, Bong.
Okay, I'm still with you. I'm doubting the veracity of the story with every word you say.
I'm telling you, Bong is a neuroscientist. He is a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bong.
Well, the funny thing is, he's half Korean and half Irish. His last name is Walsh.
Okay. So Dr. Walsh.
Yeah.
Dr. Bong Walsh.
Dr. Bong Walsh, yeah, this is true.
And probably like, not very mature of me to be making fun of his name. But
oh, I think it's hilarious. It's hilarious, you know, and he knows it, you know.
Well, that's good.
But he's going to cook dinner, and then the next day, we're going into San Francisco, and we're going to a dim sum bar.
Ooh.
And then we're going to go on swan paddle boats on some sort of body of water.
Is it the San Francisco Bay?
I don't know. I'm a little worried about my physical prowess than smoking in a Swan paddle boat, you know? It's like I'm just going to be moving my legs as my wife does all the pedaling and just make it look like I'm helping. Like,
right. You know, well, it is Father's Day, so that is your right.
You know, like when you're the middle guy helping move a couch and you know you're really not doing anything, but it sort of looks like you're doing stuff?
Yeah, I know that very well.
Yeah.
Except I don't have to be the middle person moving the couch because whenever I help anyone lift anything... Mm-hmm. I'm really not helping at all.
They're just all like, why don't you sit this one out, Sean?
I'm there. I'm helping. I'm gung-ho. I'm eager. But I'm kind of like a placebo person.
Right.
Like, I give them the confidence they need.
Right.
To carry the entire weight of the object.
The brain is willing, but the body is weak and spongy.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if I'm spongy. I'm more like balsa wood. I don't know if... Our listeners don't know what I look like, but just imagine, like, a balsa wood scarecrow,
right.
Basically.
Sean's tensile strength is questionable at best. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I wouldn't even use the term tensile. Or strength, for that matter.
I see.
I'm a stick figure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you are. You are a stick figure. Well, I am the opposite, so we can be like Laurel and Hardy for Halloween.
Right, exactly. I think that's why our radio show works so well.
Yeah, we could be like...
Even though it's not visual at all.
We could be like Abbott and Costello or something for Halloween.
Exactly.
That would be pretty funny, actually.
That would be funny.
We'd be undead, you know.
Right.
Because I know we're a couple months off, but, you know, we got a few minutes till the commercial, so I'll air my grievance here. I hate sexy Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sexy cats, sexy nurses, I'm over it, man.
Right.
You need to go something evil.
No, scary.
Something evil, scary, or go home.
Halloween is for letting out your creepy inner predator. But, and like, not a... Not
maybe
a,
use a different word than predator.
Yeah, and predator was a bad... I don't know. Animal? This is hard.
Your creepy inner...
I don't know. The part of the person that goes out at night and just, like...
Your darkness.
Yes, thank you.
Letting out the dark.
This was surprisingly difficult to articulate. But yeah, you want to do a scary Halloween costume.
Yeah, the word predator is pretty much a no-go unless you're talking about the movie that's like the only stronghold
right.
left.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're quite right. I didn't really realize what a thicket I was jumping into.
Yeah,
there.
They have the new one coming
out.
Yeah,
not so great.
To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not what it's
called. Wait. Accurate, though. It's an accurate description of the plot. Yeah.
No, I think it's to be caught by a predator would be an accurate description.
Well, okay. Presumably they catch the predator
right.
in the end.
And the worst
Chris
right.
Hansen with
I'm getting
a pulse rifle there.
Right. Forget this predator talk. So we got some guests coming up here after the break. We got girls versus ghosts.
Who will win?
I don't know. It's an all-out brawl. Maybe it's a fist attack, fist of cuffs. I have breaking news from Andrea. I don't know what that means. I'll check it during the commercial break. So, yeah, we got Girls versus Ghosts, Beth and Sharla. They basically have their own radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and they do their own paranormal investigations. And we're going to learn what they have, what they know. And you know what question I'm going to ask? Same question I always ask these paranormal people.
How did this happen to them?
What's the scariest thing that has ever happened to you?
Yes.
All right.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we got Girls versus Ghosts.
Stop!
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Ecolite Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Redding's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee, Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guests, Beth and Sharla from Girls vs. Ghost. Girls, we got you on the line there.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, not bad. How are you doing?
Good. Sharla.
Oh, this is Sharla?
Yes.
All right. And so, you know, I got to ask the boring question at the beginning that Sean already called me out on and made fun of that I ask at the beginning
it's
of all
not,
the things.
It's a good question.
It's a good question, but you know, I want to know how you got started, you know. I'm always curious how people do these things. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I know of some haunted places around here, but I've never gone. So, like, is your guys' deal the radio show, or do you guys actually do some paranormal investigating yourselves?
So both, actually.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Beth just got back from a weekend investigating with Ghost Hunts USA. She works there, and she does this for a living.
Yeah.
I got started. It's kind of weird. The story is long and boring, but I've always been drawn to the paranormal. I had an experience when I was a child that I was very ill. I had a fever, and my parents were sitting beside me trying to bring my fever down. I remember that, and I remember having that horrible – remember the old glass thermometers with the mercury?
Yeah.
It was one of those. And I remember kind of looking up to the ceiling to my left and there was this big ball of light up to the left, and I just had this sense of calm and peace come over me, and that stuck with me my entire life. And I've always been chasing that that unicorn, so to speak, after that, because it just seemed like there was something else there. There was someone else there that was telling me everything is going to be okay. And, you know, we've all had our share of ghost stories in one way or another, right?
Oh, yeah.
But,
absolutely. I think that's what makes the topic in general so believable to so many people, is that they tend to know somebody who they trust who has a story for them.
Yes.
Very true.
Very true. And Beth and I met at a Face Your Fears event that Chad Lindbergh had at the Randolph County Asylum in, Beth, where was it?
It's in Winchester, Indiana.
Winchester, Indiana. And we, ever since then, you know, it was fun to find a pal, I guess you could say, who was into the paranormal and wanted to experiment more and take it different places. So the more that we hung out together and the more we were around each other investigating, we just thought, hey, let's talk about this. There are very few female-led paranormal investigation teams and radio shows, so why don't we do it on the radio and talk about it on the radio? And so we developed our podcast. So we do the podcast, and we do investigating, and Beth?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
we
turn
do
it,
it
over
all.
To you.
We do it all.
Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah, similar to Charlotte, as a child, I didn't really know what was wrong with me or what I was, I guess you could say. I remember sitting next to my papaw and seeing the rocking chair next to him start moving, and he turned and looked at me and said, you know, don't worry about that. That's just my mother. The difference was I was 6 years old, and I was able to describe what she looked like. And I had never met her. She passed away before my mother was even born. And he drug out a picture, and he said, I want you to show me which one is her. And I was able to point exactly to who she was. I didn't understand why I could see her and why I knew who she was. And that kind of continued throughout until my 20s before I started actually talking out about it and learned that there was actually other people that was dealing with that as well. And then it became a name. You know, I was a psychic. And I don't like to say psychic medium because not all the time can I actually converse with them or have them come to me or have other people's families come to me. But psychically, yes, I've dealt with that my whole life. But I have a great job. I work for Ghost Hunts USA, and we travel all over the place doing paranormal events. And, you know, we got a lot of new people that don't want to go out and rent a location on their own that's never done this before. So they come to us, we take them in there and, you know, show them how to use equipment and show them how to properly, you know, perform an investigation. And Charlotte came to me and said, you know, hey, listen, I got this idea. I want to start this dinky little podcast, something fun for us to do. I said, you know, heck yeah, let's do it. I'm all game. And that's kind of how her and I got started and where this all stemmed from. And she's my sister, and I'd travel the world with her if I had to.
Yes. So the term medium and psychic, you know, there's this great character in these Clive Barker. One of my favorite authors is Clive Barker, and he's got this great character, Harry D'Amore, who walks the, he's referred to as walking the fine line between the light and the dark. He's not necessarily referring to himself as psychic. He's just constantly walking into situations that are basically haunted or something crazy is going on and stuff like that. You know, I find the term psychic and medium to be just so encompassing that it's hard to understand how one person is dealing with or what they're seeing. So when you say that you're having these like psychic visions of ghosts, you're like physically seeing them in front of you when other people are not.
Well, yes, at times, or sometimes they'll actually just show me, you know, in my mind's eye, in my third eye, they'll show me an image. So instead of like physically seeing them standing there, then I can actually get an image of them, or they'll show me a place. You know, they've shown me a farm before, and it was actually a young girl that was speaking to me, which at first I thought I was talking with a man because I seen an image of a man in bibbed overalls standing out at a farm. But really it was a young girl talking to me about her father. It's confusing. It is confusing. Sometimes, you know, I have to ask people, like, are you seeing this? You know, do you see this? Did you see that? They're like, no. And I'm like, oh, God. You know, because we're always our worst critics. We're always going to be our own worst critics. It's hard. It's hard to decipher between reality and my own mind. You know, am I playing tricks on myself? Or is this really happening right now?
And
we were in Gettysburg one time. I'd gone through a Ghost Hunt USA event with Beth, and it was the day after the investigation. We were standing on the street in front of the house. And have you ever been to Gettysburg?
Oh, no. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place, you know, for many reasons, but the air is just very thick there.
yes, it is.
Rich history, a lot going on. And we were standing in front of the building, and we were just having a conversation, and this gentleman in period-type clothing was walking down the street. He had one of the big, tall hats, like when you envision Abe Lincoln.
Like a
one he would wear.
Yeah.
And he's walking down the street towards us, and I turn to the side, and I look. Now, I'm not the psychic. Beth is the psychic. So I turn around, I look. I'm, scoping out this guy, and she turns around, she looks, and without batting an eye, he just slowly walks past us. And there were other people standing around, too. And I turned to Beth, and I said, was he real? he looked real, but he didn't. I don't know. It was hard to explain. And so we just sat there for a second staring at each other, like, what just happened? And she said, go look. So I ran around the corner of the street, and he was gone. So there's a lot of people that walk around the town there who are doing tours and things like that, who dress in that period of clothing.
Right.
But, you know, for him to just be gone like that and for everybody on the sidewalk to stop and look at him and he not acknowledge anybody, it was very odd. To this day, that remains a question in my mind.
mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems like a place like Gettysburg where there's, you know.
Yeah.
So much.
A couple people died there, I've heard.
Right.
Yeah.
Has a reputation for that.
But arguably, you know, any square of land in a populated area, a lot of people have probably died there or had some sort of life experience there that they might be connected to.
Right.
True.
Dying in Gettysburg is a little different from, you know.
Yes, I guess that.
Your regular, everyday, vanilla-flavored death.
Great.
You're vanilla flavor haunting.
Yeah. You're quite the poet.
Let's call it more of a Neapolitan.
Let's see if I got a quick question for you, seeing how we're coming up on the commercial break. So, Sharla, you're not what you would consider psychic or medium.
No. I think I have sensitivities to certain things, but I definitely don't have the gift that Beth does. I mean, and it's really challenging when your best friend is a psychic because she knows everything before you tell her.
Yeah, but also at the same time, you know, when you're dealing with these ghosts, it's probably good to have, a control group.
Yeah, she's the litmus test, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, somebody to basically ground the situation because.
Right.
You know, we won't have time to get into this, but I'm guessing that if you're given visions and you're seeing things that maybe a more negative spirit might be able to actually trick you with some visions or show you things that are not accurate.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we're coming up on our first commercial break here. You're listening to Girls vs. Ghosts, Beth and Sharla here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back. Hey!
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep the conversation going.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Reading Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Reading Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Reading Kia. Reading Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guests, Girls vs. Ghosts, Beth and Charlotte. You know, this is such a, even though it's an incredibly popular topic, like we were saying, like everybody seems to know somebody at least, if not have their own story.
It's still shrouded right in a lot of mystery.
Right. So it's like, what exactly do we know or feel that we know about ghosts? I mean, do we know that they're spirits of people past, or, you know, what do we really know?
Well, I think that's why we continue doing this, because we don't.
That's right.
That's the mystery of it all. There's no experts in this field, that's for sure. And, you know, that's what we're all seeking for in this para community, is to find out what is going on. I mean, I do have evidence. I'm sure lots of people out there have evidence of someone that's not there talking to them, or mm-hmm. where they have video evidence of seeing things. But, you know, who honestly really knows until we're actually on the other side ourselves?
Well, I'm guessing, having your own radio show, that you experience what I experience, and that I have guests on that I consider to be nuts and bolts researchers, which, given mm-hmm. your past answer, I would put you in now. and then I have the guests on that really feel like they have all the answers.
Right.
Yeah, and there are some. There are parapsychologists. It's an emerging field. They're beginning to merge more science and paranormal as we speak. You know, we have our own experiences that we can recount, but, you know, can we say beyond a shadow of a doubt, show you a picture of us shaking hands with the spirit and them saying, "Hi, my name is Bob"? We don't have that.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily mean proof that will convince me.
Right.
But I
right.
mean, I just right. mean, like, what do we know? Or in your case, like, what do you know? Like, do you know? I don't know. It's such an abstract question, I guess.
It is.
It really is.
It's really funny. We were just talking about this last night. And, you know, Dave Abbott had brought up the 5-gram rule, that it is proven that when someone passes, that at that moment of their passing, their body is 5 grams lighter than it was
right.
when they were alive. And if you look at the, you know, air displacement and things like that, it's not as, it doesn't add up. So there's more to it than we realize. You know, if we can communicate wirelessly through bits of data on radio waves across the air, and energy is, you know, neither created nor destroyed, it's only changed, you could theorize a lot about it. But that's really all we know.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You know, you start factoring in things like string theory and fourth dimensional consciousness mm-hmm. and all this stuff.
Right.
And it really does create a world where, you know, ghosts are very possible.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So I like to ask this of people who do the paranormal. Do you have any family members that think you're absolutely crazy?
Absolutely.
Yes. Aside from each other, of course. That doesn't count.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming that it has to do with religion, the pushback.
Absolutely, 100% right. I was blessed to where when I was growing up, my mother, my father, my brother, they all supported me. They believed in me. They trusted me. I wasn't one to make up stories. And, you know, then I do have other family members that are very religious who think I'm doing the devil's work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had plenty of Thanksgiving and Christmases with, you know, some heated discussion of, you know, you can't prove me wrong, I can't prove you wrong, you know, can't we just let bygones be bygones and just let me do what I feel is right. And, yeah, so, yeah, then, you know, she thinks I'm crazy. But that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, we live in a day and age where half the country thinks the other half is crazy anyway, so you're probably fine
right.
and just fine.
I'm okay being in that 46% who does believe in spirits.
Yeah, me too. Sean and I started this as raging skeptics, you know, not
right.
not to challenge our guests. We never, mm-hmm. you know, challenge them, but, I mean, we are skeptics, but you know, as we
it's
have...
It's difficult to maintain that, basically.
It is difficult to maintain that when we have articulate, sober-minded guests on.
Right.
You know, we have...
I don't think they're lying. I don't think they're crazy. So what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Right.
You start to
yeah.
come around.
We've had a couple that yeah. were, like, straight-up bat-crap crazy.
That's true.
But, So what does one of these investigations look like for you two? When you two go into it, is it just the two of you? And are you relying on your psychic skills, or are you taking technology with you?
All of the above. Sometimes, yeah, it is just Charlotte and I, and other times we do have a few other people that join us. And, you know, I have a wide range of equipment because I like using things to, you know, help document, video it and help document what's going on. And Charlotte's very good in that field as far as technology goes. I don't solely rely on my gift, but I do use it just to kind of let them know kind of what's going on. This is what I'm getting. This is what I'm picking up on. And then it's amazing when we can have an EVP that correlates to what I'm also getting. So, yeah, we kind of do all the above.
Yeah, and when we do get that EVP, and then there's also a hit on a piece of equipment that lights up, and there's also some sort of mass moving across a video screen, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When something is intelligent versus just a fluke.
Right. So most of us out here, and I'm going to play devil's advocate, most of us out here, you know, EVPs, we're going to go, nah, I don't know. I don't know what that means. You know, and most of us out here, there's going to be a drop in temperature, and we're going to be all, nah, whatever. You know, but you get what I'm saying, you know.
Yes.
Personally, I do get what those things mean, but have you ever gotten any really sort of worthwhile audio or video evidence?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that show Ghost Hunters, I watched like 5 seasons of that, and they got nothing.
Yes. Yeah, true. Yeah, but miraculously, towards the picture. End of them kind of fading out, they started getting stuff at every location.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Stop watching too soon, Chauncey.
I guess so.
That's your problem.
Yeah, can you give me an example of maybe something that you guys have caught on film or on tape?
Absolutely. I was at a location called Post Town Elementary School in West Middletown, Ohio, which I actually went there as an elementary student. And I actually got a full-faced apparition. It was just me and one of my friends in this room at the time, and we had a laser grid up on the wall. She had just a regular GoPro strapped to her head. It wasn't a night vision camera or anything. The light blinks red when it's recording. And I'm asking questions, have a spirit box running, SB7 spirit box, and the light flashes red, and you see this young boy's face looking towards me. And when the light flashes, he turns and looks straight at the camera. He couldn't have been more than a foot away from her, right in front of her face. And then you see him just disappear, just fade off.
And you have this on film.
I do. I have that. I'll put it up on our Girls versus Ghosts YouTube page.
Yeah, that is great.
It's amazing. And then correlated with that at the same time, we also got an EVP where I asked, you know, did you get in trouble whenever, you know, you pulled girls' hair? And I got a male voice say, I'm not in trouble. So it was crazy. It was really cool. That was probably one of my better pieces that I've ever captured.
You know, that is cool because I have a hard time when I try to look these things up on YouTube because I never know the credibility of what I'm looking at. Is this some sort of Photoshop or viral marketing attempt, or is this somebody who's really trying to share something with me?
Right.
Right.
We got a crazy picture on the Queen Mary, and one thing that Beth and I do when we walk in, and I got this from Tyler Evans, when you walk into a space, just take a few photos. Mm-hmm. Almost like in a 360, you know, snap, 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 snap as you're going around the room. And a few minutes later, take them again, and, you know, you can kind of compare the two. And I didn't initially see anything in the photos. We went on with investigation. This is the Queen Mary. We were on the Nick Groff tour, I believe it was, Beth, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And the next morning, I'm laying there, and I start just kind of going through the pictures from the night before. And I screamed at Beth to get over
literally
here.
Literally screamed at me.
To come in here and look at this picture. It's the craziest picture. If you look at it, you can see where the components of the picture, when you zoom into it, could potentially be pieces of the actual ship. We were down in the hull of the ship, and it's, you know, I don't know how far below sea level it is, but it's, you know, you're in an elevator to get down there. And you could see where it could be components of the ship, but then when you zoom in, it just looks like there's just like a gentleman with suspenders on
just leaning over the rail, looking at everybody.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that
is really crazy.
That is absolutely terrifying. We're coming up on our next commercial break here, and I got to tell you, when we come back, I got my favorite question, and that is, what is the scariest thing that's ever happened to you? You're listening
to Radio Wasteland. Come on.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. But really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we're listening to or interviewing Girls versus Ghosts, Beth and Sharla. So, it's my favorite question.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
I'm a horror movie fanatic.
Nice.
I'm a self-created, self-labeled horror movie historian. What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. there's a location in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, called Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. And that's, the entire location is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. it's a very dark place. The building was actually, the hospital was built into a Indian burial ground. So, boom.
Ah,
right there for
classic
starters,
wonder,
you know,
right.
You're desecrating that. Yeah. That's just horrible. So there was also a man there that was a molester. You know, there's just horrid history. They would actually lock their mental patients in at 6 p.m. with no observation whatsoever, and they come back at 6 a.m. There was murders and overdoses and so on. The scariest thing that ever happened to me there is psychically seeing an old woman sitting in a wheelchair communicating with us. My coworker's using a flashlight for communication, and he said, Beth, I want you to tell me what she's going to answer before she answers. I said, fine. We have a group of people standing there. He's asking questions. I'm answering. We're getting correlating responses. Right in the middle of the questioning, she completely morphs into a wolf. Still an old lady body, wolf head. I scream. I jump. Of course, nobody else sees this but me, and they're thinking, what the hell's wrong with her? And and at that moment, I realized, okay, this is a non-human entity that I'm speaking to.
Oh.
Who's portraying herself as a little old lady. You know, that along with in the basement, seeing a little boy, I've got photo evidence of that as well, a little boy in this walk-in freezer who slammed the door wide open. I hi-yah karate kicked it back shut. He opened it back up, and somebody started snapping pictures, and there he was right there in the door.
Wow.
Crazy.
And I get the voices a little confused. That was Beth telling me, right?
Yes, that was Beth. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That's all right. Charlotte, what about you? Anything absolutely terrifying?
My story, too, goes back to Old South Pittsburgh. Different occasion. Beth wasn't there. I was in the basement with a group of people, and we were asking questions, and there was a girl beside me with her boyfriend, and they were saying this was one of their first times investigating, and she's taking pictures, and I'm just kind of watching her take pictures, and all of a sudden, her phone flips out of her hand and over her shoulder and lands on the ground behind her. And if I hadn't have been there and seen this with my own eyes, honestly, I wouldn't have believed it.
Wow.
Because I'm a skeptic too. So, you know, I saw it, and it I just froze. I couldn't even move for a second. And not until her boyfriend said, "You're going to break your screen. What are you doing?" And I thought, okay, we're in one of the haunted locations like I've ever even been to, and you're worried about the broken screen. I'd be a little more concerned about what the heck just flipped that phone out of her hand. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That's
I was like, at that point, I'm out.
That's some serious first world problems when you're worried about the cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh my gosh, something just flipped her phone out of her hands, and you're okay.
Yeah, that is. So, so both of these, totally terrifying. Absolutely. Yeah. But were you in any danger? Is there any danger for people who are doing this?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. There's always some sort of danger. And it also depends on that person, too. Are they provoking? Are they pushing? Are they asking for it? That's one thing I don't do. Personally, I know Charlotte doesn't either. I don't do it. You know, you have to show respect, because if somebody walked into my house and started pounding me with questions, I'd tell them where they can go. You know, so I always... when I walk into their home, I show them the respect that they deserve. I've never come home with anything. I don't plan on it. There's always that moment where you could be in danger. Absolutely. At that time, no, I didn't feel in danger. It was just scary.
Right.
At that moment, I did. That was the first time I've ever really felt fear investigating, even though there was a crowd of people around me, because at that point I had never seen an object move.
Right.
You know, I had always been under this assumption and kind of bragged about it that, look, you know, they can't do anything to you.
Right.
They can't physically affect you. Until I saw that, and again, I wouldn't have believed it had I not been there to see it, and that's when my thinking changed dramatically and realized that, you know, you have to be smart about it. You shouldn't just walk in off the street if you've never done this before with a recorder and walk into an abandoned building and start investigating. That's not the way to go about it for many reasons. But, you know, you have to protect yourself physically, intellectually, and spiritually before you go into a location. And there are things that you can bring home with you. You know, we talk about the religious aspect of it. And clearly, I think every major religion has some sort of demonic presence involved or some sort of demonic aspect of it. And if you know, don't believe in ghosts, fine, but probably should believe in demons.
Right.
Because
well, it's
they
like
do exist.
Beth was saying about non-human entity. I assume that's what the implication was there.
Right.
Yes, something that's never lived and breathed and walked this earth.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, there are scads of, you know, anecdotal reports of people interacting with demons and so forth, and winding up with major health problems, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So
yeah,
you don't want that.
Well, we're not too far from the end of the show here, and you guys have a new show coming out?
Yes. We do. We are so excited. Can we make our announcement?
Yes.
Do it now.
So we are, our show is moving to VidiSpace.
Mm-hmm. And so what does that mean for it? Is it going to be all video, live, or? Well,
yes.
Maybe not live.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be editing.
Yeah, no, it'll be live.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll have our talk show live, and we'll be interviewing as many people as we possibly can and talking about the paranormal.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
So this is a big step for you guys, I assume.
Huge. Yeah, huge step for us.
Very exciting.
So, you know, absolutely. Thank you to Nick Gross and Elizabeth Saint for giving us that forum to express ourselves and on VidiSpace. And it's also available on Amazon Fire TV as well under the VidiSpace app. So we couldn't be more thrilled. And thank you for letting us announce it on your show.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
And before we get to the end here, how would our listeners find out more about you?
But you can go on to our Facebook page, Girls versus Ghosts Radio. Twitter, same handle, just at Girls versus Ghosts Radio. And then you can sign up and subscribe for vidi.space, which is vidi.space. And then you can watch us there because that's where we're going to be going from now on. We're super excited.
Well, Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I really appreciate having you guys on the show. It's been a lot of fun. And
thank you.
You know, very informative. And, in fact, you know, I could have picked your brain all night about non-human entities and scary stuff. So,
yeah.
So we'll have to do
it
again.
We would love
sometime.
To come back on anytime you would have us.
Sounds great.
Absolutely.
All right. You've been listening to Girls versus Ghosts.
Beth and Charla here on Radio Wasteland. Check us out next time.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew opens